I'm Rob Graham. Coming up, a big boost for the Rio 29 interchange project. Judge Higgins will stay with the Jesse Matthew Albemarle case for the most part. The WINA AccuWeather forecast calls for mostly cloudy, humid, chance of a thundershower today, high in the low 80s. Coming up, the top story from CBS News. WINA News Time, 8:33. The National Weather Service has put up a flash flood watch for part of our region. It covers Charlottesville, Albemarle, Greene, Madison, Nelson, Orange, Culpeper, and the Shenandoah Valley. The flash flood watch runs from 2 a.m. Saturday until 2 a.m. Sunday. A big boost for the Rio 29 interchange. Some business owners filed a lawsuit to stop the upcoming construction project. A judge had ruled against an attempt at an injunction by the business group to halt the work immediately. Now, as just announced by the project leader Philip Chouquette, here on the Morning News with Rick and Jane, the lawsuit has been dropped.
After the injunction order was denied, the plaintiffs and the Commonwealth agreed to dismiss the lawsuit. It's called a dismissal by stipulation of the parties without prejudice, which merely retains the rights of the plaintiffs to bring a lawsuit back in the future. That's not uncommon if they wish, but the lawsuit's dismissed off the docket.
A man was shot last night on Run Street. City police responded shortly before 11 o'clock to Run Street in the 10th and Page neighborhood. There are no details, but it's believed the victim was shot twice and was taken to UVA Hospital, where his condition is not known. WINA News spoke to some neighbors where the shooting occurred.
Well, I just was down there and I heard the shots. And I just walked down here and I seen the guy laying in the streets. But I can't see him now because more police have been pulled up. But he was laying in the streets, and the way he was laying, I really think he's dead.
July 5th, 2016. That's when Jesse Matthew will go on trial in Albemarle County for the murder of Hannah Graham. At a hearing yesterday in County Circuit Court, Judge Cheryl Higgins refused to take herself off the bench for any trial as requested by the defense. The defense says Judge Higgins could be biased since her daughter goes to UVA. The judge refused recusal on that matter, noting that ties to the university are nothing unusual around here, and her daughter had no ties to Hannah Graham. Higgins will have a different judge rule on the legality of search warrants that have her signature. Commonwealth's attorney Denise Lunsford says Higgins' refusal to go any further has good legal standing.
It is a matter that's left to the discretion of the trial court, and basically the Supreme Court has decided that judges are the best determiners of whether or not they have a conflict in a case and whether they're able to fairly render a decision in a case.
Jill Harrington attended the hearing, and as far as the trial date.
In a way, it made me feel like bursting into tears because I feel like this has gone on so long. And I really want to get to a place of completion. And thinking we have more than another year before we even come to a trial date.
Harrington says the more compassionate option is a guilty plea that Harrington says will save her family, Hannah Graham's family, and even Jesse Matthews' family the pain of a trial. Get more on these stories and the latest news anytime at WINA.com. It's 8:36.
Thank you, Rob. Graham live in the 24-hour WINA News Center.